Our first set of news stories for part two starts with calls for non-Christian prayers at the start of council meetings. A call for prayers at the start of Norfolk County Council meetings to be said by people from faiths other than Christianity has been given short shrift. Full council meetings at County Hall start with a prayer led by the council's chaplain, but a Green councillor questioned why they were exclusively Christian-led. Paul Neal, Green County Councillor for Nelson Division in Norwich, asked at a meeting of the council that people from other faiths be allowed to present prayers on a rotating basis. In 2019, a motion was put to the council to scrap prayers completely. That motion was tabled by Mick Castle, an independent county councillor for Yarmouth North and Central at the time, who said he thought only a minority of people had strong religious beliefs. He said the council chamber was not the time or place for prayers, but his motion was rejected and the authority has continued with its opening prayers. However, Kay Mason Billig, leader of the Conservative-controlled council, said the motion that was brought previously failed. This council made a decision to carry on with prayers as they are. She said Mr. Neal could table a fresh motion, but said England was a Christian country.
Norfolk's biggest hospital is cutting swathes of its temporary workforce in a bid to plug an £11 million gap in its finances. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH, has told its agency staff they will lose out on work in the run-up to Christmas as it seeks to balance the books. Dozens of temporary workers are expected to be impacted by the changes, which will leave vacancies unfilled at the busiest time of the year for health services. However, hospital bosses say the move is necessary to improve its financial situation and to allow it to invest in the things that really matter. Temporary staff are used by hospitals to allow them to respond quickly to changes in demand, such as unexpected increases in patient volume or staff shortages due to illness or holidays. While representatives for the hospital say it has not scrapped its entire temporary workforce and will continue to run bank shifts, these will be under heightened scrutiny and the need to fill vacancies will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
A pair of Norfolk MPs have clashed on social media over their opposing views on immigration as both launched jibes at one another. The tiff played out on X, formerly Twitter, between Clive Lewis, Labour MP for Norwich South, and Reform's Rupert Lowe, MP for Great Yarmouth. It began after Mr. Lowe commented under a video shared by Mr. Lewis, which called on people to join him in a counter-protest against an anti-migration demonstration outside a hotel in Norwich housing asylum seekers. In the clip, Mr. Lewis said, "It's their right to protest as it's our right to stand in support of people who've come to this country looking for help." In response, the former Southampton Football Club chairman asked if the long-serving Labour politician would be happy to house a migrant in his own home, a scheme he has called on the Home Office to establish for MPs that are supportive of migration. He said, "You say migrants are welcome. We wouldn't want anyone to think you're a hypocrite. I assume you'll be participating." This drew a condescending quip from Mr. Lewis, referring to him as Roops and Old Fruit, while also criticising his views on migration. "Afternoon, Roops. I see you're doing what you do best, kicking down on society's most vulnerable," he responded. This is the first time the two Norfolk MPs, who share vastly different political views, have clashed publicly. It follows heightened tensions over the summer, which led to nationwide rioting by people opposing the high numbers of migrants arriving in the UK.
The Indian Street Food Carnival will take place at a Norwich restaurant in early 2025 and dishes start at just £1. The popular event returns to Namaste Village in Queen's Road on Sunday the 19th of January with timed entry slots from 11am to 4pm. There will be a range of authentic dishes to try and entertainment throughout the day. Namaste Village said, from sizzling chaats and crispy pakoras to aromatic biryanis and Indo-Chinese delights, experience the vibrant essence of Indian street food culture. Dishes start at just £1, making it an event for everyone to enjoy. Bring your friends, family and appetite for a day filled with food, music and joyful celebrations. All the dishes are vegan and guests can buy coupons in denominations of either £1, £2 or £5, which can then be used at the various stalls. A special drinks menu will also be available on the day. Tickets cost £3.96 in advance at namastevillage.co.uk/events or £5 at the door, subject to availability.
Norwich City Council has launched a 10-year strategy to improve city public spaces, and they've asked the public to have their say. A public survey has been launched in Lyne to help enhance the city's many parks and natural green spaces. Issues open for discussion include how best to use limited resources to get the best results for the public, opportunities for external funding, and how to manage the different types of green spaces. The strategy will not only focus on community benefits, but also on ways to promote biodiversity and encourage wildlife. Parks around the city have been subject to vandalism recently, and Norwich has a total of 101 parks, gardens and green spaces across the city. There are also 2 cemeteries, 18 allotments, 81 playgrounds and several outdoor sports areas for activities like football, tennis, cricket and bowls. The spaces are managed by the City Council's Parks and Open Spaces team, the Norwich Fringe Project and Norwich City Services Limited, as well as contributions from many friends, groups and volunteers.